Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello. Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Oh, Mark, I am so excited about our guests that we have. Let's roll the tape.
The Passes prologue, we got actor and comedian who you've seen on Goliath, Review, The Onion News Network, and made her television debut on the Admiral Foghorn Show.
I did.
Nice. It's Julie Brister.
Yay. Hi. Hello.
How's it going, Julie?
Oh, it's going. How are you?
Good. I think you are our first in-person guest since the pandemic. Is that correct?
No,
we've done in-person.
The 420
Oh, that's true. Never mind. I'm going to take that out.
Last April.
That's right.
John will never include a mistake.
Nope. That's why we win all those awards.
Julie, what the hell is the Adam Foghorn Show?
It was a children's television show in Lubbock, Texas. In
like a local television?
Like 60s, 70s.
Lubbock is not local.
Local to Lubbock.
Like on the local TV channel.
Right.
Yes. It was on, yes. And
what was the premise of the show?
I don't remember that much. I just remember even though he had a very, very heavy West Texas accent, he was Admiral Foghorn, and he had a bell. If it was your birthday, you got to ring the bell, and then he'd show cartoons.
What was he dressed as?
Oh, an admiral.
Like what era? Like Master and Commander?
Canadian Mountie Admiral?
Like of the, like
old
modern
timey?
Day.
Does no, have, like, he wasn't brooms like, on his shoulders?
Day. Sometimes he
like would, a rope?
Sometimes he would wear the, like yeah, white? The shoulder pads with the, the doodads.
With the fringe.
On, yeah, like he, sometimes he would do that, but when I was on, I feel like he was just in white. He was just like a white shirt, white
like a Colonel Sanders almost.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, like if
it's
Colonel
a
Sanders
aesthetic.
Had a well-structured...
Like a
that I don't remember, but I do remember the Sunshine Sally set. And we were talking about Sunshine Sally earlier. You can cut this out.
No.
Who's Sunshine Sally?
Sunshine Sally had a show after Admiral Foghorn retired or stopped doing the show.
Oh, she was, took over.
Yeah, she was a clown lady.
So wait, so what did you do on the show?
Yeah.
I was in a play and I went on to do a scene from the, like I would, as I was saying before, I would kill to have this tape. I was doing a scene from a play that I was doing at the local children's theater center.
Oh my God.
And it was called The Bad Children. And it was Hansel and Gretel, but Hansel and Gretel were assholes. And the witch was
the
cool
pit?
And fun. And I was the
yeah,
witch.
That's
okay,
cool.
That's
yeah.
fun. That was like Wicked before the fashion.
Exactly.
Okay.
No one had ever subverted fairy tales
no,
before.
Never
Wicked.
Happened before. So wait, so I'm, what happened? Like, take me back to that moment where young Julie Brister is told like, you're going to be on television.
You booked it.
Like, oh, like I was how to so that? Excited. Like, I just beyond, uh-huh. beyond excited.
Of course. How old were you?
I must have been like I was like 11 on Sunshine, 11 or 12 on Sunshine
Sally.
Were you
a big deal at school the next day?
Fuck no. No, everybody hated me.
Hated you? Why? Were you dressed as
They were
the
jealous.
Witch?
Oh, well, yeah, they were Type jealous. Passing. They were jealous that I'd been on television
You're
twice.
Such a cool witch.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like in The Housewives, always, or any like reality show, people always say, like, people are mad at me because they're jealous. They're never jealous.
I don't think that's the case. It's rare.
Never the case.
Right. Like in the argument, between Crystal and Sutton,
yes.
Specifically.
John is that... hates The Housewives.
Do you?
I just don't watch them.
That's a long...
Julie, last week, on our last episode, I mentioned Karen Huger. He said, who?
You mentioned who?
Karen Huger.
From Potomac? It looks like I'm not alone.
I don't watch Potomac. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, I feel vindicated.
Wow.
I'm not alone.
Hey,
see, thank you.
Boy, the audience will be on my side, though.
I'm sure. I'm sure they will be, Mark.
I watch Beverly Hills and Salt Lake City, and that is it.
Try Potomac. It's pretty good.
Okay.
They bring it.
We'll see.
But I have a question for the room.
Okay.
You guys both lived in New York. I believe you worked at a symphony box office, correct?
I worked in the subscription office.
Fun.
Have either of you ever been like obsessed with a play or a musical, like a show, and gone multiple times to the same thing?
The most I ever saw a show was 3 times.
What was it?
There were 2 different shows. One was Grand Hotel and the other was Jerome Robbins Broadway. Both big dance Broadway musical
shows.
That was like a review. That was a review of like his stuff, but it was like incredible. It was like just amazing dancers and it's like production numbers from Fiddler on the Roof, West Side Story.
Were there live singing or just dancing?
No, singing. It was like
still singing,
performing. Yeah, all of it.
That's fun.
A pre-Seinfeld Jason Alexander was in the cast.
Who was he?
He was like the narrator.
I remember that.
He was like the host narrator. So
I
he did. He was like Tevye and the. He wasn't. He just introduced West Side Story, but he was Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof.
It was like a greatest hits kind of thing.
That was
absolutely
a huge show.
That's
at
fun.
The time.
It was a huge show because it was like a cast of 60,
deal.
And it's one of those things like, oh, they'll never do that again.
60-year-olds?
Yes, 66-year-olds. They were all in the original cast of those shows.
Bring
still alive,
back.
Come back on the town and
see
whatnot.
What naming names to the House Un-American Activities Committee can do for you.
Can really turn your career around. That's unfortunate. Jerome Robbins did do that. We should not celebrate
him. He named
him.
Names?
He did, but in his defense, he said he only named names that he knew that they already had. But still.
Cool.
In his
I
defense.
Guess it's something.
I'll confirm. What an asshole. Why don't we do more greatest hit shows?
Because I don't think that made money. I think they're just sort of... I mean, that's what Fosse was. That was a review of Fosse stuff.
Oh.
I saw One Woman Shoe 3 times.
One Woman Shoe? Who was that?
One Woman Shoe.
That was written by the Talent Family, which is David and Amy Sedaris.
Oh.
And it's... Amy Sedaris is a welfare mother who... they have a new head of the welfare office played by David Rakoff. And he's a real lover of the arts. And he said, in order to get your welfare check, everybody has to do a one woman show.
That's amazing.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
So you just see a bunch of like one woman shows in it?
Oh, it's just her like trying to figuring out what she wants to do and all the madcap insanity that ensues
there.
And
so incredible for you, because you do one-woman shows.
But I didn't do a one-woman show for many, many years after I saw that.
You need a process.
Because you were like,
I needed to think about it for a long time.
It stung a little bit?
You've crushed it.
Yes.
Let the record show.
That is true. Did it sting? Was it that you were like, oh, I can't... It so mocked one-woman shows that you're like, I can never do one again?
Oh, no. It wasn't like... I didn't come out of there thinking, oh, one woman shows are bad. Just the
gentle poking at the form.
It was just a ridiculous premise.
Yes, of course.
And David Rakoff was so
I've written one
funny.
Fan letter in my life, and it was to David Rakoff, and he wrote
really?
Back.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he? Wow.
Yeah, it was so sweet. I still have it. I'll show you later.
Oh my God, that's the coolest.
What did you say?
I was reading his book Fraud, his memoir Fraud, and there was a chapter in it about going to the Aspen Comedy Festival. And it was one of those things, like, I was reading it before bed, and I thought it was, like, so funny and so smart and so insightful that I literally couldn't sleep for 2 hours. Like, I reread it, like, twice that night. And then I just, like, it was like, this was at the time where you had, like, Yellow Pages and, you know, like, phone books. So, like, I went up, and there was one D. Rakoff in the East Village, and I was like... You know, and outside the envelope, I was like, this is intended for this David Rakoff. If you're not him, you can throw this away.
Destroy this.
Yes. But he then wrote me a thank you little postcard back.
How nice.
What was the postcard? What's the picture of?
Do you want me to get it? Sure. I mean, it'll take me seconds, and I'll just edit this out.
Oh my God!
No,
so
leave
exciting.
It in. Julie and I will gossip.
Gossip.
What can we easy. Gossip? Look at that calendar.
Wow, cats. All right, so John has left the room.
Why isn't the fan made a beeping sound?
For 1 second, do you think he wrote this himself? Do we know what David Rakoff's handwriting looks like? That's my question.
Well, I trust John. Wow, Mark, you're showing your colors.
I wrote an email to Roger Ebert, to the movie Answer Man, and I got a response.
Really?
Yeah.
Go get it.
It's on the internet.
Dolly and I are going to gossip when you're gone.
Really?
Yes. Where am I? She's behind you.
That was a bug. I'm sorry.
Did her tail rub on your neck?
I didn't know she was behind me.
She's so cute.
Oh, my. Oh, you kept it in the book. That's smart.
It's a great book if you've never read it.
I've never read it. It's been on my list forever. That's more fun than a letter, a postcard.
Oh, dear John Flynn. He even calls you John Flynn like we do. Dear John Flynn, thank you for your letter. It completely made my day. Hoping your writing is proceeding better than my own of late. Best, David Rakoff.
That's nice. Sweet.
John Flynn, 3106.
I don't live there anymore.
Julie just ripped it in half.
No.
Julie.
That is so awesome.
What's the deal with Grand Hotel?
Oh, this was another great just musical directed and choreographed by Tommy Tune. But Michael Jeter.
Tommy Tune.
Michael Jeter, that clip of the Tony clips, that's from Grand Hotel.
Michael Jeter.
That was incredible.
Air Bud.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. Sister Act 1 and 2.
Just two, I think.
The TV show.
He's
got to
be
in
the first one.
No.
Evening Shade?
So. There's no monks in the
Evening
first
Shade.
One.
Evening Shade.
Okay,
evening
okay shade. Then.
Michael Jeter is not in Sister Act.
All right, if you say so, I believe you.
Oof.
Anyway. No,
speaking of filmographies.
Yes.
You know what I remember just quickly about. I feel like Michael Jeter, before he died, like he almost lost his SAG health insurance.
Oh my God.
That's terrible.
And. I remember like it was like on Entertainment Tonight or something. Like he was like being interviewed. And he was like, "Hey, I'm just trying to get work. If you're hiring out there, if you could give me like a day or two of work, I'd appreciate it because otherwise I'm about to lose my health insurance." And that was the first time I really kind of understood. Oh, like that happens.
Right. You don't just get it forever. They're like, "We love you enough."
Yeah.
You know, speaking of actors with troubles. Today, we're in Fall Mode of R. This is week two of it. Last week we did, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. Check that out. And today we're talking about All About My Mother.
Hey.
John, what's the deal with All About My Mother?
Mark, let me tell you the deal about All About My Mother. It was written and directed by Pedro Almodovar. Grief-stricken nurse Manuela, who has just lost the teenage son she raised on her own, sets out to search for the boy's long-lost father in Barcelona. There, she reawakens into a new maternal role at the head of a surrogate family that includes a pregnant HIV-positive nun, an illustrious star of the stage, and a transgender sex worker. It is a vibrant tribute to female fortitude, a one-of-a-kind family portrait, and a work of boundless compassion. And it stars Cecilia Roth, Marissa Paredes, Candela Peña, Antonio San Juan, Penelope Cruz, and Rosa Maria Sarda. The film premiered in Spain on April 8th, 1999, and went on to general theatrical release on the 16th, and eventually grossed $67.8 million off a budget of about $5 million. Janet Maslin of the New York Times called it Almodovar's best film by far, noting he presents this womanly melodrama with an empathy to recall George Cukor's and an eye-dampening intensity to out-cirque Douglas Sirk. Roger Ebert observed, "You don't know whether to position yourself while you're watching a film like All About My Mother, and that's part of the appeal. Do you take it seriously like the characters do, or do you notice the bright colors and flashy art decoration, the cheerful homages to Tennessee Williams in All About Eve and see it as a parody?" He went on to say, "The characters have a weight and reality, as if Almodovar has finally taken pity on them, has seen that although their plights may seem ludicrous, they are real enough to hurt." It won the 2000 Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film, and a stage adaptation of the movie premiered in London in September of 2007. It starred Diana Rigg and Leslie Manville, and it opened to generally good reviews, and some critics said it improved upon the film. And that is the deal with All About My Mother.
So, Julie, we asked you to watch this. Had you seen it before? What were your overall thoughts?
I saw the last time I saw this movie was at the Angelica Film Center.
Oh, wow.
Right after
meant
it
to
came
be seen.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
And
were you smoking cigarettes?
At that time, probably secretly. No, no, I wasn't.
I don't think you could openly smoke in movie theaters at that point.
No,
outside the theater.
You just mean like in 1999, was I smoking cigarettes?
In general, were you smoking cigarettes? Is that your question?
Yeah.
I think I was off cigarettes at that point, but
I could just see you like in a black leather jacket outside the Angelica smoking a cigarette.
Oh,
like
no.
On a rainy night.
No. In April, well, could be. April.
April 1999? Maybe.
Spring. So what do you think of the movie?
Oh, God, I love it. It's wonderful.
Yeah?
It was such a pleasure to see it again.
Are you a big fan of his? Have you seen a lot of his movies?
I have seen a lot. I haven't seen every movie. And I've in the last few years, just because of whatever. Whatever's been happening the last couple of years that kept me from
whatever we're
to
calling
the
that.
Theater.
I haven't checked the news in a while, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I've seen all of the earlies.
Women on the Verge.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider Talk to Her in early?
Talk to Her is, I think, after came after this one.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite.
I like that one a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I also really like the thrill, the skin you're in. That one, The Skin I'm In?
Yes.
The thriller one. I really like that one a lot.
And Volver?
I never saw Volver.
Really funny to listen to British people talk about Volver.
Oh, yeah? They just what say, do they say?
Vulva.
Vulva.
Oh.
Excuse me? Yeah. Did you see Vulva?
Yeah. Every day.
Every day?
Well, I guess not.
I guess some days go by.
That really is a lie. I didn't even have a full-length mirror in my house.
You can't see it with a hand mirror?
I could.
Sure, you could, but it's also like, how are you going to do it? Right. But you're going to do that every day?
Like a snake in its own tail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, John? Have you seen
when's
Julie's
the last
vulva?
Time you saw her? Wait, it doesn't have to be mine.
Any vulva.
Any vulva. It's been a while.
What about a vulva?
Oh, one of my neighbors has one of those.
Okay. What did you think of the movie, John?
I had not seen it before.
Really?
Much like Tommy Up, like Women on the Verge, I watched it once and then watched it again like this morning. Like I watched it twice within 12 hours, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. I loved it. So much fun. It's so messy, but in a way that I love. Like I loved how like it doesn't feel like it is a story, but it just feels like so much story and so much plot. It doesn't feel like a streamlined narrative in a way that I think is part of the joy in that it's just like there's so much, you know what I mean? Like there's just so much just real life happening that it doesn't feel edited down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I loved it. I feel like I could live in the world.
It's like both messy and detail oriented.
Absolutely,
And that's just, it's like intentional.
Yeah, it's like the perfect, it's not
fabulous.
Messy. It's not like lazy messy.
No.
It's like overstuffed in a good way almost.
Yeah.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Like a Jersey Mike sandwich Mike style.
I would put it on a higher level, maybe. Sure. I guess so.
It's like Manuela's Barcelona apartment.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tidy, though.
Exquisite.
Tidy.
It's like a bunch of exquisite tchotchkes.
Yeah. But wall. It's like a feast of wallpaper.
See, now this wallpaper I liked. And Malignant, I was angry. The Malignant episode, I did not like the wallpaper. But this one, I was like, now this wallpaper I
like. Do you like the wallpaper in the Haunted Mansion?
That's more like a set design than like a...
It's wallpaper. So is the wallpaper in Malignant.
But not really. It's meant to be like, this is something that someone could have.
You think
have.
They're going for realism in Malignant?
You're coming in very hard with wallpaper.
Wow.
I'm just asking. I'm asking.
Hey, you're coming in very hard.
Wow. The indignation.
No answer, notice, though.
What was the question that you shouted at
Do
me?
Do you like the wallpaper in the Haunted Mansion? Then you had a total spiral.
No, I didn't.
Do you like the wallpaper in the Haunted Mansion? It's not a trick question.
I said I do, but it feels more like a set design than wallpaper.
And then I said, but isn't it set design in
then
Malignant?
You didn't say anything. You shouted.
I still listen to the words, not the tone. You should be used to this voice by now.
Daddy, please stop fighting.
But how about you, Mark? What do you think of the movie?
It's great. It was fun watching it like back to back with Women on the Verge.
Yeah.
It's the same like... plot mechanics in a way, but in a totally different like genre.
Yes,
like it's not like a caper. Or, you know, it's not
right. I very quickly was like, oh, like Women on the Verge is just a straight out comedy. Like even like the woman is like, I'm gonna jump off the balcony. You're always meant to be like, oh, this is like a cartoon. Whereas
really
with this, I was like, yeah, you're never like really worried. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but it's still this like, was like, the same impeccable style, but there's a maturity now to it. You know,
yeah,
it's less cartoony. Yeah, absolutely. But still exquisite.
Absolutely.
And it's just so moving. It's a lot, so much more like, well, sometimes Women on the Verge, I did find very movie, like the next day. You know what I mean?
Oh, upon reflection, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
But All About My Mother immediately.
You.
Oh, yes. You're like in it immediately. I just thought it was so fascinating that he's like, oh, this is like a, I mean, like he's kind of the narrator, but he dies. Like, it's just so interesting how it's like, he's writing a movie, obviously for his mother, but his character, he kills himself. Not kills himself, but he kills the character.
Right.
Kills him off.
Yeah. Right. Well, and so in a way that it's just like...
There's three Estebans.
There's three Estebans. Like, it's such an interesting, like, what a psychologist could talk about this movie.
But a
Tres
Estebans?
Tres Estebans?
Tres Estebans?
Now that's Almodovar.
So I'm excited, because our next one, I'm excited to watch Pain and Glory, like, the next, like... Because it's like, that was like almost 20 years.
Oh, wow,
ago,
yeah.
Right?
That one I have seen, I know. And I remember seeing that and loving it.
At the Academy Museum, they have a whole like exhibit dedicated to Almodovar.
Oh, do they right
and
now?
It's like curated. There's like nine different screens throughout it, and each screen is like organized by theme. Like there's one like sex, and it's just like clips of his movies.
Oh, nice!
These nice curved screens, and there's like beautiful posters on the wall. It's great.
That's awesome.
But no, it's a fantastic movie. What's not to like about All About My Mother?
And you'd seen it before?
I had seen it before. It'd been a while, though. Well, Julie, as you may or may not know, but I really hope you do, we're looking for the gayest movies ever, so we have a complex and Byzantine scoring system with which to judge them. So we're going to go through a ton of categories, and at one point, you are going
to
come up with
a category that we could add to the wheel, or you can choose a pre-existing category.
Oh.
That was our best one.
That was a best one in a while in the room to really make eye contact.
Did you get that?
I understand.
Okay. We'll talk you through it
this
later.
This is our current top five gayest movies ever. In fifth place with an 89.81%, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. In fourth place with a 90.37%, Madonna, Truth or Dare. In third place with a 92.99%, The Bride of Frankenstein. In second place with a 93.21%, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And number one, gayest movie ever, still reigning champ, well over a year.
Well, now, maybe 2 years.
Yeah, 94.83%, Female Trouble. And I will say... Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, which we did 2 days ago, a week ago, you know, podcast time, is 17th with an 82.48%.
Okay, Julie, so if you had to just guess now, how well do you think All About My Mother is going to do?
I think that All About My Mother will do better than Women on the Verge.
Absolutely. Okay. We've never said a truer thing
so
in
So you're
life.
Saying higher than 17%.
Yeah, it's going to
higher. It doesn't have 17%.
Oh, excuse me, higher than 17th place.
Yes. 17 has an 84%.
Yeah, okay. I think it may crack top 10 here.
You okay. think?
I don't know.
You know what's number 10?
Wait, yeah, tell me.
In 10th place with an 86.92% Halloween favorite, Death Becomes Her.
Oh, that's fun.
John
that's
doesn't like it.
I'm not a fan. I don't not like it, but I'm not crazy about it.
He's not crazy about it.
Oh, interesting.
Not really.
I do find, though,
I haven't
watch
seen it,
it over
time.
And over. It gets better every time.
Watch it 10 more times.
But I think it does, like, because it is one of those movies, every time I watch it, there's, like, something
new.
I appreciate something different.
I could see that happening.
Like, I think the cast is so winning.
It's so amazing.
And okay.
it's a very
so
lumpy,
good in it.
Weirdly paced movie, but who cares? Like, the
once you like, know
so
that it's
good.
That, who cares?
Yeah, it's just, like, a romp.
I'll give it another watch.
Let's watch
I will.
Tonight, John. Let's get started.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's 10. What's 9?
Okay. With an 87.28%, Can't Stop the Music.
Oh, that's
pretty
good.
In 8th place with an 88.88%, which I think that's pretty cool, in 8th place is Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. 7th place, 89.03%, The Wizard of Oz. 6th place, 89.70%, The Apple.
Oh, I've never seen
You've never seen The Apple?
That we can watch
Julie.
Later tonight. That's Criterion.
So you think it's going to do better than Death Becomes Her?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But
not crack in the top five?
Like a movie about Spanish transsexuals and
Sure. That has Tennessee Williams, a little All About
right,
Eve
Tennessee,
in it.
Yes.
Truman
and,
Capote.
Yeah.
Three Estebans. Yeah.
That's true.
I think there's
Estebans.
Potential here. I
it's
think there's
literally
think
she's right.
Dedicated to actresses.
Yeah.
The end, that last card alone.
Yeah.
It should,
yeah.
It, that should be enough.
Yeah,
that should
right?
be enough to unseat Death. Death Becomes.
So you think
her,
it's going to do better than shooting for 10th, 9th place?
Potentially, like I love Beyond the Valley of the Dolls,
of
but I would not call that the gayest, like a very gay movie.
It's pretty gay.
It's pretty gay.
I obviously really? Haven't listened to the episode.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
All right.
I'm behind.
You're behind. Well, let's get into it. So the first group of categories are the canon categories. So
all right.
These will each be given a score between 0 and 100. Then we'll take the average of all three of our scores. Got it?
Got it.
All right, so the first category, Julie, how would you rate All About My Mother in the on a scale of 0 to 100 in the category actual gay characters?
100.
I think that's absolutely
I don't
correct.
Think they're not, not everyone is a gay character
not
in this movie.
Not everyone, but come on, the most interesting ones are.
There's like at least 50%, I would say.
More, like the main characters, I don't think, except for like Penelope Cruz.
Penelope
know?
Cruz, the main woman.
Yeah, but there's...
Manuela. Is the actress, what's her name, Huma?
Huma? She was dating Nina.
Oh, that's right. She's dating Nina.
All the sex
100.
Workers. 100. She was not moved.
I'll give it a 93.
93. The year Jurassic Park came out. I'll give it a 97. Oh, no, 95. I wrote 95. You're going to listen to the fingers. Give it an average of 96, tying it with The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
All right.
And 86 points higher than Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
So for those
there you go.
At home, you schemers, here we go. All right, our next category, gay icons. How are we doing on gay icons?
Gay icons.
I mean, we've got Penelope Cruz. But also we got like All About Eve is in this
Tennessee
movie.
Williams.
Tennessee Williams.
Yeah.
Truman Capote.
Almodovar himself.
I think, yeah, right. Like, I think that's the greatest
and
gay
in the
icon
world
of
the
all.
Movie. Huma
is yeah.
a gay icon. Like,
she's definitely
oh,
a gay
absolutely.
Icon. Yeah.
You know,
this is we're the number is keeps going north.
It keeps going. It's climbing yeah. the charts.
It really,
is.
Really is. Let's say 90 because I don't want to just say 100 every time.
It's okay sure. though. It happens. Not it doesn't happen
you're
enough.
Not, it's not. You're
That's
you're there. Definitely
thing.
Will be
That's
lower ones.
Positive.
Don't worry
yes.
about it. But
I'm gonna say 95.
Wow, that low.
Okay.
That low? Is that low?
No, that's perfect.
Don't let him bully you. I will also say 95.
I don't think of myself as a bully. I prefer mind games.
Oh, okay. Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gaslighting.
Mind,
okay,
bullies
gotcha.
Bullies don't play mind uh-huh. games.
Yeah, bullies don't play mind games.
Oh, well, you're right. I'm so dumb. Oh, my God. I'm the worst.
Gay icons? Yeah, let's do the hand-holding club. I'll give it a 95. Give it a 95.
Oh, he's definitely not a bully if he's a member of the hand-holding club.
Oh, we're really
That's
holding hands.
That's from Doughboys. I shouldn't steal that. but I just listened to it today. Next category, the queer gays. How much can you tell a gay person, queer person's shooting these shots? Showing us these images of queer things.
What?
The queer gaze, it's sort of like oh. the male gaze, but like, how can you tell that, like, oh, a gay person
There's a queer
is.
Queer eye behind this.
100%.
Right. It's a giant blowing up Ural.
I just you know, want, I'm going to give it a 99 like, just because I thought that one actor who played Stanley, I wanted just like a little bit more of him beefcake wise.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
but
a little
it's
bit more.
All about my mother.
Sure. But he, just a little bit more.
So what did you say, 95?
99.
Oh, 99. And Julie said 99.
I said 100.
Oh, you said 100. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Okay.
All right.
Do we need to take a break?
Nope, we're good. you got to go 100. Just every single frame of this. Impeccable. Is
that word? Absolutely.
That's a word that will come
That's
up a lot.
That's the word. Giving it a 99.67 with 3 points higher than Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, that makes sense. All right. Next category, entrances with pizzazz.
Oh, my God.
Any
okay.
great entrances? I do like Nina's when she gets off the elevator or comes through a door. She says, working in the theater is worse than being a nun.
Right. That was fun. Nina, but also the one woman show. Yeah, Lola has
a Lola.
Lola's entrance. Oh my God. And that
I wanted a little more.
What were those
it was so, this, yes. It really reminded me of Cher doing Fernando in Mamma
yes,
Mia.
Yes. Oh, very much that. Yes.
So uh-huh. It took her forever to get down those stairs.
Of course.
Yeah. And I was so distracted by the morning shadow boxes.
It's yes. Also the character we've been hearing about on the whole movie. And it's like 85 minutes in, or it's like really late in the movie when he's
last 15 minutes.
Yeah,
it's in the last 15 minutes. Yeah, like
that might is one of the that's like Beetlejuice levels. And just
I don't think it's no because the if she had like tripped or fall, like if everyone had turned and looked at her, I would say more pizzazzy.
If it was farce,
it felt yes, that would be a little.
But
more
as an
pizzazzy.
Audience member, though, you know what I mean. You're as the audience member, you're feeling that pizzazz.
Yeah, but she is still like creeping in quietly.
That's why it's so good. There's no rush.
I can't.
But it's not pizzazz. It's not like hot.
The
shot.
Style of it is so.
Oh,
pizzazz,
you really want it?
I'm
like,
thinking Chicago.
You want sparkle.
I'm thinking lady. Like, I'm thinking like I want a Candor and Ebb.
More than
vamp.
One style of pizzazz.
I want a
jazz
gown.
Hot.
I want a
baby.
You're distracted by the AZZ and pizzazz.
Exactly.
You're thinking jazz.
And just with pizzazz, that's the category. That's what I'm thinking about.
I think there's more than one style of pizzazz.
For an entrance to a funeral,
hello,
it was pretty
tasteful.
Pizzazzy.
Yeah, like, tasteful.
Yes. She was dressed to
she
the nines.
She was dressed.
Yes. Using her umbrella as a cane.
She had stolen all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't support
mess.
That, John?
I don't, no.
Wow. Grotto barks when she enters Manuela's apartment. That's a fun one.
Oh, right. She's
that
like,
was, yeah, that was
bark.
A good one. That was. I should have been looking for these.
Now, Huma has every single time
did
she enters
we see,
a room.
Did we see Huma's entrance on the first streetcar when Esteban is watching? Do we see her enter? I can't
I think
remember.
She's already on stage.
So.
Oh, she's already on
mid-scene.
Stage.
Mid-scene.
What
drama
did you think of the staging of the streetcar? Like the actual staging of the play in the movie?
Oh, so weird.
Yeah, yeah, it seemed like an Ivan Vanhoef.
But in a wonderful way.
Like of course,
see.
Right,
like
yeah.
How, like modern also like of that, like.
Yes, like very much like what someone would be like, oh,
they
were really
it was like
reinventing
they
the
it
piece.
In the 50, yeah, they were reinventing, like at one point, Uma is wearing, as Blanche, is wearing like a red, a woman's suit.
Right.
And it looks like something that like a cosmetics executive would have worn
yes.
in 1988.
Sure. I mean, there's a way in which like it seemed like a production that was like just going to high schools. Like I couldn't really get a sense of like what is this actually?
Is it the chicken wires like cheapen it a little? The
a little.
Wire.
It seemed like something you could put up the set and take it down real easy.
Right. It was something basic, but all that
they
saturated
minimal,
blue,
minimal. Yes. Evocative. It's
so
about
what
the
do you
space.
Want to give this for entrances with pizzazz, Julie.
I'll give it. We have some pizzazzy entrances. It's like. I think you've probably seen more movies that have no pizzazzy entrances.
Of course.
Absolutely.
So I think it deserves a high number, like an 80.
Hereditary only got a 17.33 in entrances with pizzazz.
That is tragic. And I'm surprised because I feel like Hereditary had several good
scares.
Well,
you didn't listen to the episode, did you?
It hasn't come out yet, so you're fine.
The Hereditary one?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, you haven't. I begged for a raw copy of it, of every episode we do.
I feel uncomfortable.
See, Mark? You can't do this to our guests.
It's fine.
Okay. I'll give it a 71.
You gave it an 83, Julie?
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I think I'm giving it a 90. The okay. Fernando.
Because okay. It reminded you of another movie.
It's just like it's burned in my brain, the image of her on the stairs. It's just like, have it.
Sure.
And the delay that we waited the whole movie this year.
Sure.
I love that choice. Good, great choice.
You love right. Edging.
I love edging. What's so much more satisfying?
Is it?
I also love edging.
People love edging.
The word is in.
The word is in. All right, our next category. Julie, how would you rate this on 0 to 100? And the Mike Pence anxiety scale. How much anxiety do you think this movie would give Mike Pence?
100%.
Absolutely.
This is a transsexual woman has... had a
transgender with,
right
but
she,
I think they do say that transsexual
yeah.
in the movie is
right
the language
but she's
the
had
time.
A
yes
baby she's
had a
impregnated
baby.
A nun
and
yes,
given her
AIDS
yeah
that is his
And it's also just, oh, here's transgender people positively living their lives, being 100%. Great,
sure,
like,
yeah,
not being treated.
But
awfully.
also being prostitutes, and then doing other like they he would
Did
have.
Did you see Veneno? It was the Spanish. It's like a it's a HBO Max series, but it's like a. It's the true story of like this pop star, the Spanish pop star who started as she's a transgender sex worker.
Okay.
And then she eventually got on like a chat show and just like was blown. She became like a huge sensation.
Okay.
In like the 90s. And just her life story is like this epic tale. It's incredible.
Oh,
it's only
nice.
Like six episodes.
Okay.
Oh. It's great. And the like last 15 minutes of episode two, you better have your tissues ready.
Uh oh.
It's great,
but lots of weeping.
Okay.
It's really good.
I always have my tissues next to me.
It's a good policy.
When I
just use toilet paper. Is that gross?
It's not flashy.
It's definitely not flashy.
No.
I don't think I have the desk space for...
You can figure it out.
All right.
There are options.
Now I know what to get you.
And like a quilted tissue box cover?
Yes.
With his own stand.
John, what do you think, Mike Pence anxiety scale?
Oh, I think, yeah, I think it's the only thing because there's not like full genitalia, I'll give it a 98.
A 98. Next time, full genitalia, mm-hmm. 2 points a ball or 1 point a ball.
Well, I love that little scene where the ladies are all over at Manuela's apartment and Penelope says, cook!
Oh, right. It's been so long since I've sucked a cock.
Right. I love saying the word.
Such a nun.
Oh, she's so cute. She's so cute in this movie.
I'm giving it 100. I think he'd lose his mind. Giving it a 99.33, which is 0.67 points lower than Hedwig and the Angry Inch, but very close. Mm. And about 66 points higher than Back to the Beach.
Okay.
With Funicello, Frankie Avalon.
Right.
Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, my goodness. I was already an adult when that movie came out.
Weren't we all, though? All right, our next category, Hell on Heels. How are we doing for feisty ladies?
I mean, like, Penelope Cruz is, like, a little sweet. She's not quite so hell on heels. But,
her mother's feisty.
Her mother's kind of the worst. Nina hates everyone.
Nina hates everyone.
Nina's feisty, but also isn't Puma. Manuela feisty?
Yeah.
Like she's...
I do kind of like how she just Irish exits constantly.
Oh, that...
She's like, I'll just leave for 16 years with a child, not tell you about them.
The lip.
Yeah.
Right, because in the beginning, wasn't she in Argentina?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a big move.
Argentina to Spain?
Yeah, big move.
Uh-huh.
Have you been to Spain?
Never. No. I'd love to go. Have you?
No, I would love to.
How about you, John?
I have not. Let's go.
Right now?
Okay.
We're going to do it.
This episode.
Oh, we'll do it on the plane.
I want to do a language immersion.
Duolingo.
What does that do?
Well, I want to like go and stay and learn Spanish.
Oh, right? Have to. We want to start thinking and dreaming in Spanish.
I've done Duolingo and then I got mad at it.
So you just like Airbnb at a school?
Yeah, like you can. They have programs where you'll live with a family or you'll live.
I want to live with a family.
Or you'll
you'll be
live
bonded
in a
for
place
life
where you have to speak.
Can I visit
have to speak
this family?
Spanish.
Maybe
love
a guest
a family
house
dinner, like a Sunday Spanish family dinner.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Can you imagine?
But I don't want to share a bathroom on vacation.
You know, I see. Well, maybe you have your own, maybe you have your...
I just don't like staying at other people's houses. I love a hotel is all.
Yes, sure. I know. I don't like staying at people's
houses.
You're
hotel people.
I'm a hotel person. Hell on heels, feisty ladies.
I think it's full of them. 100.
100.
I'll go 99 just because Penelope Cruz.
99 because Penelope Cruz has moments of weakness just because she's pregnant.
Uh-huh. She can't move.
Or HIV, I guess. I'll give it I don't know.
Well, she's feisty, too, isn't she, in her own way?
In her way, yes.
In her own way.
She wouldn't like to be called hell. She's a nun. She wouldn't like to be called hell on here.
But feisty.
Sure. But this was formerly strident women, not feisty women.
But, yeah, but that was the past. We're not living there anymore, John.
No, we're not. We're living in denial.
There used to be other categories, too.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it a 99. Give it a 99.33, which is 0.67 points lower than women on the verge of a nervous breakdown. But that had women double-fisting shotguns like their John Woo.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, you're right. Absolutely right. Mm-hmm.
You seen a John Woo movie?
I think so.
Oh, John. The Killer? You gotta watch the Hard Boiled. Ugh, you gotta watch Hard Boiled. That one's great.
Okay.
Last 40 minutes all in a hospital. This gunman, he has a baby on him the whole time.
For 40 minutes? That must have been a bitch to shoot.
It's amazing.
Oh, with the yes,
I Charlie and Pat.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right. Our next category, Julie. Julie, on a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend All About My Mother to a gay person?
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say 100% too. I think it's incredible.
Yeah, right? I mean, what's not to like?
Right? Like,
and have we mentioned the running time? Like an hour and 45?
An hour and 41, I believe. Yeah. Is what it is.
Hey,
yeah.
John.
Yeah?
How likely would you be to watch All About My Mother?
Would I be likely to watch it?
Yes.
I have watched it, so I guess 100% likely.
Perfect.
You mean watch it? Would you watch it again?
Sure. I definitely would watch it again. I would watch that again before Death Becomes Her. And I've already watched it twice within 24 hours. It's okay.
And when we record this, it's Halloween time.
How likely are you?
How about you, Mark?
100. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies, like, you could watch it at late at night because it's cool.
Right.
You know? Sure. But you could also watch it Sunday morning because it's so bright and zippy.
It's true.
The pacing is so good.
It's so... The pacing is actually... The editing in this movie
You're engaging.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You always
want to
know what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's like a great book.
And you're not entirely sure what's going to happen next. Yeah. It could go a lot of different directions.
I only read one of his books, and it was lots of dub. But it kind of reminds me of like Tales of the City in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It does have a lot of some little Tales of the City DNA.
Yeah. All right. It got 100 in Likely to Recommend to a Gay Person, tying it with Hedwig and the Angry Inch, as well as All About Eve, which only makes sense.
Only
makes sense.
What a perfect double feature that would be.
That would be perfect.
Perfect. All right. Now we are into the wheel category.
Spinning wheel.
So these are all categories previous guests have brought in, and we put them on this wheel, which is an app on my phone.
So we're going to spin it twice. The wheel. I believe this is the first time the wheel has ever been handed off.
I don't think so. I think the other time we've done live ones.
You've let people touch it, but you're always holding it when they
touch okay.
it.
Well,
so I hit
hit it. Yep, you can hit it as long as you want. If you hit it a bunch, it will start to catch fire.
Really?
Go ahead.
Wheel's on fire.
Just like hit it a bunch of times.
Do we see flames? Are there flames?
Yes.
Little tiny flames.
Yes, flames.
She's having a great time.
Okay, but it was so mid.
You really gave it a good one.
Oh.
Sumptuous outdoor table settings.
Is this from?
This is from Princess Bride, Alec Arshay.
Oh, yeah. Are there any outdoor? There's a lot of indoor table settings.
I don't think they're ever really outdoors.
The backstage. Only time that I remember them being outdoors is at the park when she sees her father and the dog.
Oh, right. That's so sad.
No, I'm sorry. I have to give it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's think about it.
Well, let's say this.
It's
sumptuous outdoor table settings. So that's four words. There's sumptuous table settings. They're just not outdoors.
You can't go more than 50, I feel like.
There's no sumptuous table
settings.
Not
disagreeing
in this movie.
With you, but I'm just making that.
There is no food in this movie because
raid a fridge at some point?
When they
have
the
champagne.
Same, like, it's been forever since I've sucked a cock. They bring out the champagne. I even had a thought while I was watching. I even had a thought of, like, I love Spanish food. there's not been one
even
single little
you know what, though?
Tapas.
To
moment.
A bird or an insect, the fountain is a sumptuous outdoor table setting. Because they would drink the water.
You're right.
Sure.
You're
and
right.
And what's more a sumptuous table setting than a fountain?
Right. There is a fountain.
That's the epitome of sumptuousness.
Yes. That is pretty.
Sure.
Yeah.
Some would say.
People have been saying.
Some would say.
I've been told.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
This is... bit of a stretch, but
yeah,
it's not entirely stupid.
Okay,
right, because otherwise it's really going to kill our numbers for this category.
Yeah, we got to rig this.
So we had to figure out how to rig it. I am in agreement with you that a fountain is a sumptuous addition to an outdoor setting.
Absolutely. Imagine if you wanted like a yacht.
And isn't the ground like a table?
Absolutely.
Anyway?
A picnic. Where else do you picnic?
Exactly.
What's your score?
75.
75.
I was like, I'm going to go 17.
Oh. I'll go 45.
Okay.
Oh, I went too high.
It's okay.
I'm going to change mine.
Spin again.
I was just thinking, imagine like you met Almodovar and said like, when you, well, do you consider that fountain a table setting for birds? Was that a theme of the movie? Was that intentional?
I'm sure he'd be like, no one has ever asked me that question before.
When he's a guest. I got to make it burn.
When he's a guest.
All right. There he is. On fire.
You really gave it a good one.
Power tool eroticism.
Power tool eroticism.
Well, they're always asking to see what's-her-face's dick.
That's true.
Unfortunate and rude.
Really rude. Really, really rude.
But they are like exoticizing.
She really dispenses of everybody beautifully.
She's so fun. She's very much Thelma Ritter.
Oh, she's
very,
you know, very, you're right.
Very birdie very, from very All About Eve.
She's the Thelma Ritter role, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She is so fun. Like, she's my favorite.
It is a fun mirror of like All About Eve, too.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yes. 100%.
It's so good. That's the only thing really I can think like, of, but not really. Are there even any power tools in this?
I don't think so.
Wait, when they're doing, they're in rehearsals.
The pencil,
for the
isn't that the ultimate
play.
Power tool? Mightier than the sword?
No.
I think
the shot when he's
true.
Writing with a pencil?
It's all about
Thank
Esteban
you.
Using his pencil.
Yes, his power tool.
Mm-hmm. It's all about Esteban using his pencil. I think that was what the Criterion essay talked about.
That's, yep.
Get the Let Out, I think it was called.
Yes. How Esteban uses his pencil.
Yeah.
How Esteban, one of three.
What about this, though?
Tell
the
us.
The asshole hunk, right?
Yes.
Remember him when he goes and passes the Agrados? Agrados?
Mm-hmm.
I forget their name. Agrado, yeah. He has to see their penis. He's a tool and a powerful one.
Because he's playing Stanley,
right,
and it's erotic.
But
okay, all three of those words.
That all works. That
Will
all
that
works.
Give me at least 17 points, John?
Sure.
What do you think, Julie?
I don't know. Let's all say a number together.
At the same time?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Okay.
24.
Oh, I heard 24, 16, 25. Should we start doing it that way?
No.
Oh.
For certain ones.
Maybe for certain ones. Don't get too attached.
Okay, so now we're at the listener wheel. So these are categories that listeners have brought in. So it's a much smaller wheel, but you can make it burn as well if you'd like.
It's small, but just as loved.
Just as loved, and in fact, better odds.
You got good odds.
Oh, it's smoking.
You
it's
love
smoking.
Making it smoke.
Burn, baby, burn.
Yes, queen moments.
Yes, queen moment.
I'm sorry, I keep talking over her, and I know that you probably want
it
to say.
She can't hear you.
Here's the description. This comes, they didn't ask for any credit, this listener.
Okay.
But yes, queen, this is their description. Were there moments in this movie that made you want to say, yes, queen, how many, how loud?
I mean, definitely.
Which one? Well, tell us these moments.
I would say going on for Stella after having done the role once 20 years ago.
Yes.
That was for
you.
Yes.
And it was like a more gentle one, but when that one queen, like she's getting mugged, but then the guy who was mugging her, she's fighting back, he gets like a bad head wound and she's like, all right, go over there. Like she like totally like takes care of him and is like, go to that medical tent, they'll take care of you. And I was like,
what
yes,
about
queen,
when
good
Esteban
for you.
Esteban runs after his favorite actress before he gets killed.
Before
right,
he gets killed.
Right.
Yes, queen.
Yes.
What about when he saw the organ donor people run onto the private jet?
Yes, queen. Yes. My fan was just snapping and snapping and snapping. Yes, boots down.
Ice queen.
What is the name of the transgendered woman who did the one-woman show?
Agrado.
Agrado. I think Agrado.
Oh, yes. Just the balls of being like, if you
stepping out there to do her show.
Yes.
That whole thing of
that's a yes queen
the cost
moment,
of all of her surgeries.
Absolutely.
That was a very...
That was like well-rehearsed material.
Yes.
Unlike the rest of the movie.
No, I mean, it was like, I do want to see the show.
Oh, yeah, I would
Has that
be
ever, have you ever seen a show where they're like, someone comes on, the show's not going to happen? Has that ever happened?
Typically, they would know before you got there, I would guess. There have been times where, like when I saw Sunset Boulevard, after we sat down, there's like, ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Close's doctors have just said that she can't perform the show tonight. Huge groan from the audience. The understudy went on. The understudy was great.
Her doctors?
Her doctor said she would not, it would be not right for her vocally to sing that night. So that was probably the closest I've had to that happen.
Do you remember who the understudy was?
His name was Karen Mason, and she was the standby for that for the entire run.
Oh, wow.
So she stood by for Betty Buckley. All the stars who came in, she was the standby.
Oh, the set of that show. Wow.
That's fussy.
No, great.
Great.
It was
Sunset
just,
Boulevard?
You want a spectacle.
That's a spectacle.
It really provides.
You would. Fall down the stairs or something?
They might. Depends on the night.
Fall in a pool?
You see someone floating in a pool.
Do you see the pool?
Yes.
Yes.
How do they do the pool?
It's just more like a light in the scrim.
So you're not seeing a pool.
No. Well, but really,
you know, it suggests the pool. You know you're seeing the pool.
Theatrically, you're feeling a pool.
I'm always feeling a pool. Well, what do we want to give this for? Yes, Queen.
A 90.
A 90.
I'll go 94.
94. Sure, I'll go 90. Give an average of 91.33. Great. All right, Julie. I think that's a great new category, too.
I do, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Unknown Soldier.
So now's the time for you to come up with a category, or if there's a category that already exists on the wheel you want to use, we can do that as well. But is there a category you want to come up with, and we can figure that out?
This is just like a brainstorming sesh.
Mm-hmm.
A little brainstorming sesh to come up with a new category?
Yeah.
The one thing in this movie that rings false to me.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Is Penelope Cruz's vomit when she throws up. And it's just like a nugget. And it's white.
There's that. And also there is a young girl who's like
the
right next to her.
Fascinated.
Is fascinating because she doesn't quite know she's in a movie. She like does, but she's like looking at her in a weird way. And then you see her look up at the camera and then look away.
Yeah. When was that?
It's in that scene.
Right to
in
the
that
left.
It's great.
I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah.
Yeah, this girl gets a really good look at her.
I don't think that this has to have anything to do with the... with the category that we're going to invent.
Okay.
But, I just wanted to point out that that was the worst movie vomiting that I've ever seen. You have mentioned bad vomit?
No, we haven't. We haven't.
Oh, okay.
You know what has good movie vomiting? Stand By Me.
Oh, a whole set
very
piece.
Very good yes. Movie vomiting. Well, maybe we could make it about movie vomiting if we really wanted to. If I really want to have my name attached to it.
It is. The gayer it is, the more vomit there is
in
the movie.
I don't think...
Well, the crew, like John Waters, you know, you could see bad taste.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean bad taste.
I don't know, but I don't feel like it. This is not.
Flush
it's shelved.
Swallow it down.
Let's go back to Manuela's apartment in Barcelona because I'm obsessed with the wallpaper in her apartment.
This is not music to John's ears.
It's okay. Wallpaper.
Oh, it's wall.
I tried telling John they do. You could do an accent wall. Just one thing of wallpaper.
Right, and I said, "Oh, that sounds a great idea."
Say busiest wallpaper.
Busy wallpaper.
Right.
Love that.
Busy wallpaper. Okay.
I love busy wallpaper.
Busy wallpaper. And if we're talking about busy wallpaper, then...
then we're talking all about my mother.
Because if you're going to have wallpaper, you might as well make it busy.
Yes. Why would you want a serene...
Depends, but no, I think what this movie does is that it is busy and it is not... doesn't feel like an assault on your eyes.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But it can. You can be too busy. But this doesn't. And so that's why I'm saying it's super high.
Yeah.
What was your score, Julie, for busy wallpaper?
Well, not every room has busy wallpaper.
But of all the movies you've seen, busy wallpaper, this is pretty up there.
Oh, it's like a...
It's, I would say it's just under Willy Wonka. Because it's not very...
Right, and that's a movie where I really remember the wallpaper.
Yes, exactly.
That's a movie you'll never remember?
That's a movie, that's a movie whose wallpaper I will always remember.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
You lick it.
I always thought that was gross. I did not want to lick the wall. So I'm always wondering, who else has licked this before me? You couldn't tell.
That's what you were worried about when you saw that as a child?
Yeah, I was like, that's gross. I also hate it when I'd see gum on tables, people spill gum, and ugh, nasty. So I just associate it with that.
What did you think of an everlasting gobstopper? Was that gross?
I was never like a big candy person, so I wasn't that interested.
You seem like you were real fun.
I love chocolate and peanut butter. That, you know.
When you put them together?
But like sugary, like candy, like that.
Oh,
kind
you
of
don't
stuff.
Like.
You know, like a licorice.
Gummies, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, Starburst.
Yeah, I want chocolate.
Twiddler.
Like finger.
Skittles.
Yeah. I like Skittles. A Starbucks. Not a Starbucks.
A Starburst.
I do love Starbucks, though.
Sure, of course.
I'm not above a...
It's like a shake.
Pumpkin spice latte. I'm not above it.
Okay.
What did you say for busy wallpaper? 95?
Yeah, I think I said 95.
I'll also say 95.
95. Yeah, I'll go 95. You know what you could do? What could be a good category? It's like Almodovar-esque.
Oh, sure. Maybe next one.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Who knows?
You know, it's a 70. All right, Julie, now we're into the bonus categories. Extra,
extra. So these categories, as their name implies, are bonus. So it's just percentage bonus points it gets, so it's 0 to 10%. So it doesn't do well in any of these categories. It's not going to work against it, but it's not good for it.
It doesn't help.
No.
So there's a lot at stake here, Julie. Mm-hmm. The first category, what would you give All About My Mother on a scale of 0 to 10 in musical potential?
Oh.
I would think a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think you could. I think it would be weird because of the messiness, but which I like about... I just feel like...
What do you mean the messiness?
Like musicals, I think, are at their best when it's like a single narrative. And I feel like this has like so many different subplots. It's so many different... Like this feels more like, oh, this is ideally suited to like a season of television. Not that I want it to be that, but it feels like it would loan itself more to that than to just sort of boiling it down to like a single story.
Right. It might be one like big... like. Baz Luhrmann could do it.
Sure.
Baz Luhrmann's Pedro Almodovar's.
No. Right. All About My Mother.
I would say like a 9.
A 9? You'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Did anybody see or know anything about the one they did, the play?
No.
No, I'd never heard of it. So that's... I love those two actresses.
Sure.
I'm very interested in seeing how that would work out.
Indeed.
What if it was like a Grinch musical?
Oof, if I had to. I did see Diana Rigg in Medea, which was kind of like a Grinch musical. It wasn't. She was incredible.
I saw her in Follies.
Julie. I've known you for how long and you finally told me this?
I saw that production.
The London Follies. How was it?
Is this a Broadway bombshell?
It's one of...
Do you love Follies in general? Or?
I did not know the show. Okay. I was in college.
You were a newbie.
I didn't know any better. I was like, absolutely loved it. It was stunning.
It's an incredible... So it's a Stephen Sondheim musical.
There was also this woman in it named Dolores Gray.
Uh-huh. Of course she was.
She was so incredible.
Mm-hmm. She sang I'm Still Here, right?
Yeah.
That's the role. Eartha Kitt took over for her.
Mm.
Could you imagine?
Wow.
There's a story to Follies, right? Aren't there three of them or something?
It's like two different... It's like a whole bunch of showgirls coming back... You know, and their husbands, as for like a reunion before the theater that they all performed at is being torn down. And then it's like the ghost of their past. So like there's sort of a lot of stuff going on.
They're taking a look in the mirror.
There is, in fact, a famous mirror number.
Is there?
There is, oh Mark.
Did I write Follies?
Yeah.
I also, on the same trip, I saw Les Liaisons Dangereuses.
Ooh la la.
With Alan Rickman.
Okay.
Broadway bombshell number two, even though it's the West End, I believe.
That is correct. Very well done, Mark.
Widowmaker.
Nice.
That's fun.
That's exciting.
Terrible.
That was great. Okay. I'm sure it was incredible. Like, think about it. It was so good.
That's great. I will give it I'm going to have to give it a 7 just because I feel like it.
Seven for the mess.
Yeah.
But I still love it.
But you can also adapt it, iron stuff out, you know.
I agree. Simplify. But there's a way in which, yes, it would break my heart to do it, but you could definitely do it.
You would have to, John. You're adapting.
I know. Listen, I know. I get it.
I'll give it a 10. Come on.
Okay.
I want to see him do it.
Sure.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Has he ever done a musical? I feel so stupid now.
No.
Like a full-on musical?
Well, TikTok.
TikTok. The musical, directed by Pedro Almodovar. All right, the next category, Queer Menace. Are there any queer menaces in this show? Well, Lola.
Well, definitely.
That's true, I guess.
This wake of destruction.
Everywhere she goes.
And gets off very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just robs from people, impregnates other people.
So I guess she doesn't really get off easy. She does die. So, like,
that's true.
Like, she does not get off easy. But
she's one of the three Estevans.
Aloof.
She seemed just, I got the sense, we don't know her that well, but you get the sense that she didn't understand herself.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, the fact that you never see like her interactions with these women,
way after the fact,
right? You only hear about them,
right?
Like is that's an interesting choice. We don't have
right.
To see
we don't
it,
see but... the scene where Lola like seduces, but whatever happens with Penelope Cruz, like,
right?
We never see that scene. We never
or
see...
Manuela,
right? Like, exactly. Yeah.
And there's also Nina, bit of a queer menace.
Oh, very much so.
That's
very
true.
Much so.
Real asshole.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're
thank
welcome.
You. She is a
you're welcome.
She is a real queer.
Now, is that so hard, John?
No, it's not hard at all. Thank
you. I love at the end when they say that that she moved back to her hometown and had an ugly fat baby.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. That was cute.
I would give it an 8.
And it's also one of those movies, like, once you, like, wrap your head around what it is, and you start, like, thinking about it, you're like, oh, it is, like, because at first, like, I like that his movies start, like, almost, like, in the middle. Like, there's, like, a dream. Like, you're not sure where exactly you are.
Yes.
Yeah, and I like that it's gradually revealed. Because then when you think about it later, you're like, oh, that's what, oh, it's all, like, so, no, it's so rich. And then you watch it again.
Yes.
Just like Nope. I had the same experience with Nope. Queer Menace, sure. John.
I'll give it a 7.
A 7. Not that menacing. I gotta give it a 9.
Okay.
Keep in mind, we love the Queer Menaces. Give it an average of 8. 1 percentage point lower than Hedwig and the Angry Inch, but tying it with All About Eve. Well, isn't there? Don't talk about symmetry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is exactly. The exact spot same on.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Well, maybe here.
Here we go.
Where is All About Eve? Where is she? That's my question.
Who does she want to be?
All About Eve is 26th with a 78.51%.
Oh, I think we're beating that.
I think we're beating that. All right. Good to know, though. Good to know. Interesting. Maybe. I don't know. All right. Next category. Character actress makes a big swing. I mean, Manuela going out on the understudy?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole movie's about swinging big.
Swinging big, baby. Like Babe Ruth up in here. The Natural?
Oh.
But yeah, there's no, like, truly, like, go insane, go for broke performance. But it's all wonderful.
But it's not all about mania. You could take
No, I agree. But it's there's not a thing where you're there's never a moment, and this isn't a criticism, it's only criticism in relation to this category, in that like there's never a moment where you're like, is this horrible? Is this falling apart? But and then you're like, oh no, wait, it's brilliant. Like they're all so good throughout it. That it just feels so like grounded
terrified.
And lived.
You want a little you want a little
I wanna have that little, moment where like
you're not
danger.
Confident in them.
Danger.
Oh,
it's not of like, oh, is she gonna be crazy
like
or
a
like is this
dearest, like,
something like that? Yeah, like
you do, but I will speak for one moment when she tells Huma when she finally tells Huma about Esteban. Weren't you like what? I felt very trepidatious at that point that. Huma might react like however Huma and Nina might react to her.
Grotto telling her life story on stage.
That's true.
That's a character actress.
That's true. Swing.
Manuela goes up on stage, you know.
That's true.
Ever having now.
But I'm
like
just talking about
years.
Like, that's like plot points. I'm talking about, I'm thinking about like the actress themselves being like, I'm going to like, I'm taking this to a heightened crazy place. Like this, my performance could fail. The performance is not what the story is giving them.
Rosa's mother has touches of that. Nina has the wild.
Nina's wild.
Come on.
There's some, and boy, like the weeping.
See, I think it's better. There has it. Both.
There's a lot
in
of weeping.
The movie, in the text of the movie, and also. So what do you think, Julie?
I would give it an 8.
An 8.
I'm going to have to go.
Response, John? Crossfire.
I'm going to have to go 5.
5. Shots have been fired. Julie's wounded. I'm going to go 9.
All right.
Giving it a 7.33, with tying it with Ernest Scared Stupid.
Okay, that had Eartha Kitt.
That's a good go-to. All right, our next category, macabre. How macabre is All About My Mother? A little.
It deals with like HIV, like
there's funerals.
Oh, it's death.
There's so much death.
It's
losing a son.
Car accidents. Organ transplants. Frankenstein.
Organ transplants.
Drug addiction.
Alzheimer's.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Life, you know?
But it does sort of do it in such a, in a way that's just sort of like, well, we have to keep living.
Right.
Right. In a way that is.
Everybody had such a good attitude, except for Nina.
I guess when you live in Spain, though, and you're surrounded by gorgeous, beautiful people.
That's right. I guess if this is our wallpaper.
If you're living in Almodovar, you know what I mean? Like, what's not to like?
Sure.
I'm in an impeccably designed world.
Right. I guess I'm in a good mood.
Like, I wonder if the characters ever recognize, like, look at this room. My God, it's beautiful. Who lives like this? You're a student? You have amazing taste. You should do this in movies. What do you want to think for macabre?
I'd give it a 7.
A 7.
Yeah, I'll go 5.
5. I like the sound of Julie's seven.
You like the cut of her seven.
I like the cut of her Jim. Giving it a 6.33, tying it again with All About Eve. How about
okay.
that?
Okay.
All right, our next category, gay actors playing gay roles.
So what do we know?
What do we know? I did a little research. Let me see. I did the best that I could. Eloy Azorin plays Esteban, who we can assume mm-hmm. is a gay character. Couldn't find anything definitive, but his Instagram has a lot of animals and old movies.
Okay.
But according to VIPFAQ.com, 80% of their readers think he's gay. But also, okay. 100% of them think he's a recreational drug user.
Okay.
According to VIPFAQ.com. But then ManCrushes.net says he's straight.
Okay.
But he was also in a production of The Portrait of Dorian Gray. So I would say results are inconclusive.
Yeah, the resume's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony Canto, who plays
Lola,
teaches speech at a far-right educational center in Spain.
Wow.
He's a fascist now.
Wait, who
plays Lola?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Casting. That is good casting.
But Agrado, played by a cis woman.
Okay.
Oh.
But yeah, so...
So it doesn't... Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like it happened.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's... I assume some of the sex workers in that park.
Sure, sure.
There seemed to be a lot of... As extras, there were like actual transgender people.
Who knows? Right, yeah. Who knows?
Like, but again, it's bonus. So if it doesn't do well, it actually doesn't negatively affect the score. So we can be honest.
A two.
I'll give it a one.
Definitely not in any of the main roles.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. Yeah. But also, it's one of those things like you don't want to really ding it. I feel like, you know what
but
I mean?
Then
like,
if we don't ding it, then we're not rewarding fairly either when they do it. You know what I mean? They kind of diminish the value of that.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying, like, in general, there's sort of a sense of, like, now they wouldn't do that. And so, like, I'm not going to be mad at that movie for not hitting that
bar. Nobody's mad at it, but it doesn't mean you have to give it bonus points.
I agree. I think both things are true.
Yes. I also will give it a two. Giving it a 1.67, 7 points lower than Hedwig and the Angry Inch. That makes sense. All right, now we are into the iconic categories.
These categories are broader, more large umbrella categories, so it's 0 to 225 points.
Okay.
The first one.
These are very important.
Homoeroticism. How homoerotic is All About My Mother? Not really.
Not very.
No.
It isn't. Even like that scene, like I actually thought that scene was so funny and crazy how just like that one guy went up to one person and was like, hey, I'm kind of on edge. Could you just give me a blowjob? Like there's something to me that was
sexual harassment, John.
It absolutely is. But there was something about it that it was, I guess that it was just like, just the idea that someone in their head could be like, hey, you know what? I'll ask that person if they could suck my dick. That might happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
and to her me, response
just,
was brilliant.
Yeah, the fact that she's just like, get out of here. Like, it's almost like he asked to be like, can I have your lunch? You know what I mean? Like, he's not.
Yeah.
Like, she's just treating it like, okay, this you. Like, it was so funny to me.
Right. It was very funny.
Not homoerotic, though.
No, but funny. And I also like later afterwards, we see him from the booth sort of like cheering her on and like being happy for her. I enjoyed that part too. They sort of like, they make you be like.
The camera goes back to them like twice.
A couple times. Him and that guy who's like the scooter of the movie.
Yes.
And there's something fun about you be like, all right, you two, you're not the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very supportive.
They're not always hateful.
Great job.
Exactly.
And, the other one was like, great job.
What about Esteban working that pencil?
That pencil? Yeah. I mean, he tried.
Was it not homoerotic when he received a copy of Truman Capote's Music for Chameleons?
From his mother?
He unwrapped it.
From his mother?
That was weird, like, when he was like, read it to me like you did as a child. That was weird.
That's not homoerotic.
That was weird, though. That was weird. That he was
weird?
Like, he was like, read to me like when I was a kid.
That was cute.
That was weird.
They had a connection over literature. He's a writer.
Did your mother not read Goodnight Moon?
Of course she did. I would not say to her, read to me now like you did when I was a child. Not the way he said it. Especially not a Truman Capote novel. No.
Well, he was spying on it. He was basically stalking his mother.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was.
So sweet.
It is.
Okay. Anyway, what was your number, Julie?
I forgot. What's the category?
Homoeroticism.
Just for that one scene alone where it's like, hey, you want to suck my dick? For the person who would find that stimulating,
sure.
For that person, a 25.
25 for that one person.
Yeah, I will give it a 27 for that person.
27? I'm going to thread the needle. Give it a 26.
There we go.
Bring it in for a landing. All right, our next category, drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch this movie and come away with a whole book of ideas?
I think not as much as Women on the Verge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Women on the Verge was truly just like a delight. Like everything was just like,
but there's this had more like lived in looks in this. Though.
There are the between,
I mean, like Huma, definitely
between the on Who Moved, between her backstage and yes. her onstage. Like,
definitely,
Blanche's looks were bananas.
Even Penelope Cruz's, like just the, I think you would you could make that a look. You know, like it is. I would recognize what? That. With like the purple, when we first the purple bandana across her head.
Oh yeah,
and that beautiful honestly, blouse.
Penelope Cruz is so like breathtakingly beautiful to me that I feel like I don't remember anything she's wearing. I just remember her face.
Yeah,
it's like freakish.
Yeah,
like she's like so beautiful. It's insane.
She really is. She's so cute in this.
I was like the red turtleneck and black leather jacket outfit.
Sure. I mean, like, I think showing up, I think the entrance of the funeral, that is a drag queenie.
Yes.
Right. But it's not. But I could see Women on the Verge. I can see that would get a very, very high number.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also do like a tribute to this movie as a yes. drag number. You know what I mean? And that
sure.
Would be
like, what would you do?
You could use quotes from it. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure, sure.
You could use different songs like Don't Cry Out Loud, songs that'd about mothers. One. You know what I mean? You could uh-huh. totally make a thematic piece
of course.
On All About My Mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell the story through the clothes.
Well, I'm on board. I think your dissertation's going to get an A+, Mark.
Thank you.
You're definitely getting published this semester.
I'm really counting on this.
PhD in cinema studies. Here I come.
Yes. This will be totally useless. Well, what do you want to give it, Julia, as in a number?
I'd give it, it's between 225.
Zero and 225.
That I would give it a 120.
120.
I'll give it 102.
102? That's only 10 points higher than you gave.
Please say 201.
No, that's less than you gave Ernest Scared Stupid.
But that had like Eartha Kitt and like goofy fun outfits and like troll outfits.
John.
There's not a lot of like looks in this movie.
John.
Right.
All right. I'll give it a 122. Now, but like Julie, that was like straight up bullying, though, right? That was bullying.
Right?
That was bullying.
That's it,
so that was bullying. Was that bullying? Did you think it was?
It is definitely a tactic.
Uh huh.
That
was I being gaslit?
Were you being threatened with anything?
I felt.
Well, only being gaslit
unsafe.
Would be saying that he's not bullying you.
Did you feel threatened, John? Is that it? I'm going to give it a 175.
175?
Yes, okay. It's an Alma DeVar film. Jesus. Giving it a 139. All right, Julia, our next category. Queer 101. How much of this do you think is like an essential queer text? If you're doing a queer studies class.
I would give it a 200.
Yeah. Almost, you could say, if you had to show like one movie from the 90s.
If you had to do just one Almodovar, would this be the one?
Maybe. I don't think it's a bad one. I think
you think it's in the discussion at least?
Yeah, top three for sure.
Yeah. Like this was the first melodrama, like the first dramatic one.
Or it's like not so much like a farce.
It wasn't so jokey.
And so like I think it's important. Also, because it was
well, also
this
just
was
it's
the
like,
departure.
Yeah,
it's also like All About Eve, Tennessee. Yeah. Like there's like all of these other
and
influences.
That homage at the end.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
To
you see everything
to
he loves.
Mothers
yeah.
and actresses.
All that's missing is like Antonio Banderas. Really?
Yeah,
surely.
Right. Yes.
But you have Penelope Cruz.
So 200.
A 200. Yeah.
I will go 215.
215. We're going higher. Will the trend continue? I'll go 225.
Oh, wow. Leaving nothing on the table, Mark Rennie.
If you're doing a queer study,
yeah,
this is the one to do.
Come to the 90s. It's tied, same score as Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, 213-33.
Okay. All righty,
and 202 points. No, 213.33 points higher than Ernest Scared Stupid, which got a zero in Queer 101.
In case you were wondering that math.
All right, our next category, the last of the iconic categories, camp factor. How campy is All About My Mother?
I don't think it's campy at all.
I was thinking about that Roger Ebert when he's like, do you focus on like the characters,
right.
their emotional reality or the height in production design? I'm like, I don't think it's a choice. Like, why do you have to choose? It's both.
Right.
To me, you know, that's that's why I love it. It feels like it's so
I think
fun
it
on both
might
levels.
I think it might be for someone like him of like when he sees those references, he only sees them as reference. Like he doesn't, right. like he doesn't like live in them.
Straight men don't have a camp.
So like he wouldn't
gene.
Be
they
like
know what,
they don't understand aesthetics.
They really don't. Like I would never want to discuss camp, or
sure.
with a straight
Ryan Reynolds?
Some straight
absolutely not.
Yeah, trapped on a plane with Ryan Reynolds
discussing
talking
camp.
about camp and how much he hates it and how wrong
how dumb
he is.
Always winking that guy.
Like the characters to me are not campy.
It also feels like on paper it could be there.
Yeah, it totally could because because if you look at like the melodrama movies from the '50s, he is really, really making his version of that. And so, as an homage, that there's a campiness in the fact that it's an homage,
mm-hmm. right?
And the color, the setting, like the production design is pretty campy.
You know what my Thanksgiving movie is? Last 2 years, I've watched this movie on Thanksgiving.
What?
Douglas Sirk's All That Heaven Allows.
Oh, is that your favorite?
I love that movie. Because it starts like there's a fall moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's all like, the most perfect fall you've ever seen in your life. You know, cider, flannel jackets, woody mm-hmm. station wagons, beautiful trees.
Yeah.
And then it becomes Christmas in the movie, you know?
Oh, so like it takes
perfect,
it, sets you,
you
up.
You know, it sets you up for the holiday season then.
Okay.
And like, it's such good melodrama. And Rock Hudson, and he's like so hot.
It's
Rock Hudson.
Jane Wyman,
Jane
right?
Jane Wyman falls in love with her gardener, and she's a widow, and her like children are outraged. Her children are total assholes about it.
Yeah.
But he's like a hippie. Like, he reads Walden, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's great. And she's not ready to do it. She wears gray suits, and he brings color to her life.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Sure you did.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it. She's also older than he, right?
Yeah, that's why it's a scandal. Yeah. She's a widow. She's like in her 50s, and he's
Rock
late
Hudson.
20s or early 30s or something. Watch All That Heaven Allows on Thanksgiving night. That's my movie pick of the week. All right, so what do you want to give it for Camp Factor, Julie?
200.
200.
I don't think it's all that campy.
Well, it's not the production.
The mood isn't like a campy mood necessarily, but like the pace,
it
the melodrama,
there's,
the production design.
I'm going to go 165.
165, brutal.
That's not brutal.
That's not brutal.
All right, I got a quick list of campy things I noticed. Going by your last name in the opening credits, groups of babies exercising, admitting your movie title sounds odd, watching All About Eve with your mother, cabaret for intellectuals, waiting to get a middle-aged actress's autograph, replacing some nuns who were murdered. There are worse reasons to start smoking than a love of Betty Davis, a pregnant nun, obsessively going to the same play over and over, having to tranquilize your boss's grouchy lover on your first day at work, an understudy crushing it, having a great Vaz collection, saying she's hooked on junk and I'm hooked on her, a distinguished actress admitting it's been ages since she shucked a cock, leaving the theater after someone offers you to tell their life story, flirting with the flower delivery man to no avail, a dressing room decorated with a huge portrait of Liz Taylor as Cleopatra, and finally giving every woman in your movie a gigantic end credit.
There you go.
I'll give it 200.
Yeah.
Giving it a 188.33, so that's like 20.33 points lower than Women on the Verge. Interesting.
Do you think that one's campier?
Yeah. I think that one's campier.
All right. Now we're into the crown jewels.
So these categories we don't rate, we just vote yes or no.
All right. The first one, Julie. A 50% bonus of all the points for a positive portrayal of homosexuality.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I would totally agree.
He agrees with this one. Controversially, didn't agree with the last one.
There's just no. I just thought there was no portrayal of homosexuality.
The movie itself, I argued, was the portrayal of positive.
He won over Oscar, and here we go. Yeah,
right. It's.
I wasn't angry about
that's
it.
That's okay, but you didn't fight.
You should have heard what he said after we stopped recording.
And when I turned off the mic, then I let him have it.
He came over to my
house.
Be
prepared for notes, by the way, when we're done with this.
He reads them out loud to you off his little ledger.
I've been typing away at this whole time. I don't know if you've noticed.
He's not making a transcript. I guess he is of his...
In a way. Of my grievances,
yes. That's the word.
I'm Irish.
All right, last of the crown jewels. negative 50% of all the points if this is the movie Stonewall.
This is not the movie Stonewall, so it will not lose 50% of its points.
Perfect.
All right, that's it. We're done.
Okay, Julie, so while he tallies it, do you still think it's going to be in the top 10?
I hope it does, or like okay. it sure. may. I hope it does because I said that it would.
Okay.
You know, if it doesn't.
Gotcha. Okay. You want your word to mean something in this
right?
game.
Indeed. I would like a number. I would like to know where it's ranked.
Okay, she's Mark. She's ready to hear it. She's braced. All right, out of a total possible 3,222.62, All About My Mother has scored 2,713.62. Given a percentage of 84.21, making it the 15th gayest movie ever. Not as gay as Boogie Nights, but gayer than The Craft.
Not as gay as Boogie Nights.
You see how dick do
you
in make? That,
yeah, you see it. Yeah,
more homoeroticism.
Right, yeah. right. Gotcha.
But so that also,
you know, that's not bad. That's
but
not
gayer bad. Than Women on the Verge. Women on the Verge, 82.48. This is 84.21.
Yeah.
There we go. That feels. Somewhat, it feels like within the corridor of justice.
It does. It does.
And you're the son of a judge.
That's right. I know. I have been in this corridor. Trust me.
You know what
I know.
Like.
Yes, I know of which I speak.
Did you say vibes?
What?
Would you say vibes? Like when you walk down the corridor of justice?
Yeah, I'd be like, vibes, man.
Vibes.
Vibes.
I'll explode if I don't say that I am also the daughter of a judge.
Whoa! Oh, all right. You get it. You get it.
Yeah.
Are you expected to? Like announce that you're a daughter of a judge as the
you have
of
to
a judge? Like,
as
you
a, as offspring of a judge you have
my
to say
father is
you were
a
asking
judge.
Him all the judge questions not me
so sorry I was making eye contact with him please
I'm just kidding I'm fine
well yeah there you go so gayer than Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown.
Congratulations
Julie
we did it
we really did it
we did it
so next week on the Patreon we're doing Pain and Glory
yes.
Which I've been calling Pain and Honor in my head, but only okay. recently.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know. I kept
Glory
saying Ernest
and honor
Scared
being...
Straight.
This is true.
You so, call what?
Ernest Scared Straight. It's Ernest Scared Stupid.
Have you seen Ernest Scared Stupid?
No.
You don't. Shouldn't. You don't need to.
Oh.
I'm sure you're shocked to hear that.
Is that the, like the worst movie that you've had
no.
to watch for this?
No, no. It's the worst. It's just sort of, it's like for kids. So it's like one of those things you're like, oh, I don't like this, but it's not.
Right. I have to watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Well, Julie.
Such a treat.
That's it. Always a delight to speak with you in any
Thank you
context.
So much.
Yes.
Thank you. I really, really enjoyed it. And good luck with the rest of...
Thank
of,
you.
There's
only one more week.
A fall mode of R.
Fall mode of R. Is there anything you'd like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
Sure. I'm doing the Thanksgiving Feast show.
Ooh. Oh, a classic.
Night before Thanksgiving this year at the Elysian Theater.
At the Elysian. Great
yes.
space.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great. Yeah, check that out. That'll be fun.
That's
yeah,
so fun.
I'm excited. Yeah.
And that's it for us. That you can follow us on that's it for us. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @2oldqueens, TWO Old Queens. Follow me on Letterboxd where I maintain the current movie ranking.
Yes, you can email us at 2oldqueens, TWOoldqueens@gmail.com. Let us know what you thought, what you think. If we got anything wrong, we love hearing from you.
And we've been talking about the Patreon a lot. We got you get an extra 2 episodes a month. You get the week.
It's every other week. You know,
episode,
yeah.
The other week.
That's where it
episode.
Is. That's where you can find us.
All right, we got lots of fun Christmas specials. There's a whole.
That's
series
true.
Of
Holy
that.
Christmas stuff. We got more stuff coming up. And yes, we also have merch. If you go to TeePublic and search for Two Old Queens, there's a lot of fun stuff you can buy for yourself and your loved ones. And a percentage of all the profits goes to the Okra Project. So you are not just buying merch, you're helping people out.
Great. Wonderful.
That's it. And that's next it. Week, we finish up Fall Mode of R.
Yes, with Pain and Glory.
Oh.
All right. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Conrad Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Arche and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Goodbye. We didn't get that right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.